Our study tonight is out of Matthew 4:12, Luke 3:19 to 20, and chapter 4, verse 14, and John chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. Christ's geographical moves in God's omniscience. John chapter 2, verse 25 reports that Jesus did not need anyone to testify about man, for he already knew what was in man, implying that he was omniscient because he is God incarnate. Such omniscience is evidenced in Christ's withdrawal from unedifying conflict in Judea to Galilee in John chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. But even more revealing of his omniscience is the fact that Galilee, where Jesus was then headed, was ruled by Herod Antipas, who had just imprisoned John the Baptist. Well, humanly, it can seem that Jesus was heading into a worse conflict in Galilee than what he was leaving in Judea. It's like going out of the frying pan into the fire. But in God's perspective, it was far better due to his omniscience. So we view these passages, Matthew 4:12, Luke 3:19 and 20, and 4:14, and John 4:1-4, for insight into Christ's divine omniscience on his geographical movements, for a lesson on geographical movements for our insight, our application and edification. What I want to do is to read several of these passages before we get into it. I'm going to start with John chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. John chapter 4, 1, 2, and 3. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples did, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. Now I'd like to look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. So there are two events going on here. John had been cast into prison, and also there was a conflict that was occurring with the Pharisees down in Judea. And then I'm looking also at Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. But Herod the Tetrarch, that's Herod Antipas, being reproved by John the Baptizer for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut John up in prison. And then Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. I was absolutely captivated by these movements, and I did a little bit of study and found out it's just amazing how this reveals the tremendous omniscience of our Savior. When Jesus knew that the Pharisees had heard that he was making and baptizing more disciples than John the Baptist, he withdrew from his ministry of baptizing in Judea to head to Galilee. Christ knew of the conflict which the Pharisees were seeking to stir up between his disciples and those of John. And since Jesus and John were part of the same program and engaged in the same ministry, Jesus did not want them to be divided. So in order to prevent a division among their disciples, Jesus withdrew to Galilee where John had not ministered. It's very interesting in this passage of Scripture. The Pharisees were threatened by both John and Jesus because they were baptizing so many people. The whole country went out to see John at first, and then John had indicated that Jesus was the Messiah. Well, Jesus was baptized, and he was preaching the same message at the time, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So you got two of these men, led of the Spirit of God, they're baptizing, the whole country is going after them. That threatened the rule of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. So the Pharisees thought, let's get a division between their disciples. And so they started telling John's disciples that Jesus baptized more than he did, hoping that John would have a fight with Jesus. That was the whole goal. Well, Jesus saw this. He said, no, 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 we're not going to do this. We don't want to split people over something. We're on the same team. So he moved up to Galilee. However, Herod Antipas was tetrarch over Galilee and Perea. Perea is on the other side over on the eastern side of the Jordan. And he had just imprisoned John the Baptist for publicly denouncing as sin Herod's marriage to his brother Philip's divorced wife Herodias in gross violation of the Mosaic law. Leviticus 18:16 and chapter 20, verse 21 explicitly forbade a person marrying your brother's wife, that kind of a thing. And that's what was going on here. So for Jesus to withdraw from Judea to avoid an unedifying conflict between the disciples of John and of Jesus, only go into Galilee, where a secular ruler had just imprisoned John the Baptist for denouncing his incestuous marriage to Herodias, seemed to be an unwise move in that Christ looked like he was leaving one bad conflict in Judea and getting into a far worse one in Galilee. So from a human perspective, this looks like, you know, something's wrong here. But it was not. At this point, the omniscience of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit who led him, according to Luke 4:14, became absolutely apparent, revealing Christ's move to Galilee to be an excellent one in view of the dynamics of the heart of Herod Antipas. We know from Matthew chapter 14, verses 3 through 5, that Herod Antipas had imprisoned John with the intent of killing him to silence John's public criticism about Herod's incestuous marriage to his brother Philip's divorced wife. However, Herod Antipas feared the reaction of the multitude of Hebrews living in his dominion were he to kill John, for the Hebrew people all considered John the Baptist to be a prophet of God. We know that from Matthew chapter 14, verse 5. Also, the last thing Herod wanted to do was to create an uprising of the Hebrew people in his realm that he would have to suppress by tremendous force, because such unrest would attract the negative attention of Rome's emperor, who did not like unrest in his empire and who could react by even banishing Herod to Gaul. You remember Acts chapter 19, verses 38 to 41, the Apostle Paul talked about the uprising that had occurred in Ephesus when he was preaching the gospel there, and how the city secretary told the crowd, he says, you better settle down because this riot, we're in danger of being reported to Rome. And if we're reported to Rome, the Roman emperor doesn't like upsets. And so they're going to put us down with force. See, the Romans had learned by this time, it's pretty late in the Roman Empire, that unrest, you don't want to tolerate unrest, because unrest means you have to bring your army in and you have to fight. And you have to fight. Wars are expensive, and they lose lives, and it creates reactions by the people that you're trying to suppress. So the last thing you want to do is to irritate people. And the last thing you want is a ruler who's irritating people. Okay. So John had pretty much boxed himself in a corner by putting John in prison. So, accordingly, Jesus knew that he'd have a lot of liberty to minister in Galilee under even the tetrarch Herod Antipas simply because he had imprisoned John. And that even if he attracted Herod's attention due to his ministry, and of course he actually managed to do that in Matthew 14, 1 and 2, when this is after Herod Antipas had put John to death because Herodias had wanted his head and so forth. Herod Antipas said that John had risen from the dead, and that's why he was doing these miracles. So Herod Antipas knew plenty about the Lord Jesus. After all, Herod did not want to use force to capture him or to harm Jesus because he might rouse the people again as he had with John, what could lead to an unwelcome end for Herod Antipas at the hands of a sovereign Roman emperor whom he had managed to irritate. Incidentally, Herod Antipas eventually was banished by one of the Roman emperors. He was banished to France. And in those days, France, Germany, those were wild countries. That's where our forefathers came from, okay? And they were, you know, alcoholics and everything. And that was the last place people wanted to be put. It was off in that area. So Jesus left his ministry in Judea to avoid letting the Pharisees stir up division between John's and Jesus' disciples to their spiritual harm, to go to Galilee to minister, where Herod Antipas would be too restricted from exercising negative force against Jesus due to Herod's political trouble for imprisoning John the Baptist. See, the best thing that ever happened for the Lord is that John spoke up and he blew the whistle on Herod Antipas about his marriage, because that created a reaction from Herod Antipas, but that allowed Herod Antipas to box himself in politically, which opened up the door for Jesus. So Jesus came up to Galilee, and he could do miracles all over the place, and he could preach, and Herod was too afraid to put him in prison. What's also interesting is that Jesus, when he went up to Galilee, he started in Nazareth, which is in one of the tribal territories, I believe it's Zebulun. And then when his own people in Nazareth rejected him, he went down to Capernaum, which is over in Naphtali. And in the book of Isaiah, it says that the great light who would shine up in Galilee would shine in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, Nazareth and Capernaum. So Jesus had the privilege of fulfilling that scripture as well. So everything's working like clockwork as far as the plan of God's concerned. God's not missing a beat, neither is the Lord Jesus. Now John ended up losing his life. Eventually Herodias was furious at John, and so she managed to corner Herod Antipas into causing John to be beheaded. But nevertheless, that opened up the ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. So I believe in eternity, John's going to get credit for that. He dared to take a stand, which was right. It opened up the door for the Lord Jesus to have a tremendous ministry in Galilee, and everything just fit beautifully. But because of his tremendous ministry in Galilee, John gets credit for it because John was used of the Lord to open it up for the Lord Jesus. So everything works in the plan of God. The omniscience of the Lord Jesus, the omniscience of the Holy Spirit just shouts at us through this. So due to the omniscience of God incarnate Jesus and God the Holy Spirit who was on him, Jesus withdrew from Judea to avoid an unedifying conflict between the disciples of John and his own disciples to go into Galilee that was ruled by Herod Antipas, knowing that Herod was too politically restricted to harm his ministry there. So in application, may we rejoice to know that our Savior, the Lord Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit who was leading him are omniscient God. Notice I didn't say omniscient gods. It's one God. Three persons, one Godhead. But they were utilizing the same omniscience. And number two, may we follow the Lord's leading in our lives and ministries to avoid stirring up unedifying conflict among believers while not fearing or withdrawing from conflict if God opens a door of ministry in some location, maybe even some other location. It's interesting, this often happens, but after the morning worship service this morning, I was talking with one of the members, a man in our church, a family man who has a job in the fellowship hall. And he mentioned how he's seeking the Lord's will at this particular time. He's been told by his overseer that his particular realm of the country is actually going to be phased out of the company. It's going to be phased out in about 3 years. And so he might want to think about going into another phase of the company, utilizing his skills there. And he talked to me about it. He says, I don't know if I should go into another phase in the company or look for a job in another company, because he said, I'm concerned. I don't want to get caught up in a company where I become a company's man to the point where I'm ceasing to spend time with my family. I'm a family man. And I said, well, you know, if you follow the Lord's leading, he'll lead you. He'll give you guidance. Don't worry about it. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows your job needs. He knows your income needs. He knows the needs with your family. He's got all that worked out. So just rely on him. And that's what the Lord Jesus was doing here. He's following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Of course, he was God himself. But the Lord had this whole situation carefully mapped out so that Herod would do what he did, John would do what he did, and then that opened up the door for Jesus to do what he did in his ministry and to fulfill Scripture. So God has a plan for our lives, and he has a plan for our movements. Sometimes he moves us geographically. Sometimes he keeps us in one place geographically. He's moved my wife and me to stay here. We've been here 41 years. And so far, he's said indicated we need to stay maybe another 150. I don't know. By God's grace, okay? But nevertheless, but the point is, you have to follow the Lord. If you follow the Lord, he'll show you what to do geographically. He'll show you what to do in regards to job situation, regards to family relationships. It's all planned out by the Lord.